And it is time for our animal shelter report from Coffeeville Friends of Animals, which is a service of Magnolia Sense by Design. And joining us on the line here, we do have Becky Barnhart of Coffeeville Friends of Animals. Good morning, Becky. How are you doing?
Doing just fine. How about this weather? Isn't this fantastic?
Oh, yeah. No, this is great. Wonderful weather. Yeah. I wish we could just keep it here. I mean, it's going to be near 70 today. Some parts of the listening area will make it up to 70, so or beyond. So I think that's fantastic. I'm all on board with that.
Well, and thanks for bringing it back with you from Arizona, possibly.
Yeah, I was more than happy to miss out on all that crud last week. So.
Yeah, well, we'll forgive you this time, but glad your vacation was sounds like you had a wonderful trip, and I really enjoyed listening to your your report on what you did. I couldn't even think of the word I was trying to
like
say,
a
but your play-by-play action maybe or something, but it was good. It was a good little trip.
Well, good. I wanted, at least you guys couldn't go, but you could have a little taste of what it was like. So.
Yep. Yes. Well, we've got some fun things going on at the shelter, and the weather certainly has made everyone feel a little bit better about getting out and maybe walking their dogs and that kind of thing. So since this is the first day of February and Valentine's Day is during this month, we would like to do our date with the dog that we've done in the past and do it on the weekends through the month of February. And it's a real simple thing. You can go to our Facebook page and come out to the shelter and select a dog that you would like to take out for a date for either Saturday afternoon, Sunday afternoon, because those are our hours that we're there from 1 to 4. We need you to make an appointment with us because the dogs leaving the shelter need to have their rabies shot, and we don't issue rabies shots at the shelter. That's something that's done after they're adopted. So we'd sure like to encourage people to come out and check out the dogs, look on Facebook. If you just take them off the shelter for just even an hour, it's just so nice for them to get away and get out into the environment and kind of know what life is all about. Last Saturday, I took Bluey to the Coffeeville Public Library for story time, and she did such a nice job, and there was they had a really nice crowd there. And I could tell she was just, you know, like she was smiling. She was thrilled to death to be there, got lots of attention, and she was very well behaved during story time. So Bluey would be someone I think would make a great pet for someone that had children, because she just seemed to really, she didn't try to jump up on them. She just let them pet her. She's only a medium-sized dog. So if you're interested in date with the dog, please let us know. It's just a fun little extra thing we're trying to do, just get people out and get the animals out, socialized. And then, of course, we've got some wonderful dogs to be adopted. Hopefully, it would lead to an adoption. We have had two adoptions this last week, so it's been kind of slow, but not zero. We had Spook, and Spook was the tuxedo kitten that we had, beautiful black and white kitten. Spook was adopted, and then we had two puppies that came in, and one was a boxer mix, and the boxer was adopted. So two great adoptions. We still have some great dogs I'm going to speak about. We only have two kitties in our kitty room. We have our little yellow kitten that came in, a rescue that a lady was kind enough to save during that terrible, terrible cold snap, and she found it trying to hide in her outside furnace, I believe, is where she found it. So she's brought him in. And then we have Tot, and Tot was another cat that was hanging around at the Sonic. Nice cat, so therefore they named her Tot. So there's two cats available in the cat room. But let's go ahead and speak about our dogs. We have quite a nice list of sponsored dogs. And I want to remind everyone that sponsorship means that their adoption fee has been covered. And in doing so, this allows someone to come in and possibly find the pet of their choice. They don't have to come up with that initial cost for the adoption, but yet that one might help them, you know, with their food and collars and that kind of thing. And the adoption fee, I'll remind people of this, that takes care of the spay and neutering and takes care of the worming and takes care of their vaccinations. So it's a good jump start on someone that would really like to have a pet but knows there's a lot of initial cost. So that's why getting an animal from the shelter sometimes is a really good deal, because they're already fixed. They're started on their shots. They've already been wormed. They've been socialized. So don't forget to come out and check out what we have. So So those animals that are sponsored, we have a good volunteer by the name of Will. Will comes out and he'll walk these dogs. He puts them on a leash. He has them sit. He will give them treats. He talks a little bit about each dog. It's a great, great introduction to these dogs. So any of these that I mentioned, please go to our Facebook page, that's CFA, and see if you can't find a video on this particular dog. Rex is a name very familiar. He's our white lab, about 2 years old. Snickers is about 2 years old. She's a tan and white mix. She was almost selected to be a drug dog for one of the area sheriff's departments. They chose another dog over her, but they said she had great potential. So she's a great girl. Grumbles is a medium-sized dog. Grumbles talks to you, and he threw me for a loop when I first got around him because I thought maybe he was just a grumpy old bear and didn't want to be messed with, but he was actually just trying to talk to me. So Grumbles is a medium-sized brown terrier. Larry is a large, kind of a looks like a tan lab mix. Larry's a good guy. He came in with two other dogs, and Curly came in with him. Curly is just got groomed. Look at him on Facebook. Beautiful, kind of a border collie mix. He's a great dog. Lisa is one of our smaller, looks like a small lab, and she's already fixed, so that means she could walk out the door with you. Brownie is also fixed. Brownie's been with us a long time. She's kind of a shy one that I've spoken about, that it would take someone with some patience to win her over, but she's beautiful and she's good, a good dog. Bluey, I always spoke about Bluey. Bluey got the library visit, and Bluey is just, I just think Bluey would make somebody a great family dog. I can't stress that enough. And we do have two little puppies that need a new beginning. They came in together, Jojo and Momo, and a male and a female. Jojo is a little white male, and then Momo is a little black mix. Nice little puppies, still small enough that they could start off with someone, just start from the get-go with a little puppy and make them your own. Huskies are still with us, Singer and Echo, and they're very entertaining, and they're beautiful. There's a black and white husky, and then Reba is a red heeler. She's a great girl. And Bert and Barney. So as you know, some of these names are the same, but that's okay. We're just waiting for the right person to come along, and so are they. We have had a lot of stray dogs running the streets lately. We don't know if it's, you know, maybe the weather is starting to change and springtime's coming upon us, but we want to remind people to please, you know, make sure your dog is secure in the backyard if that's where you have to keep the dog. If your dog comes up missing, quickly call the shelter, leave us a message, a description, message us on Facebook page. We've been pretty successful this last week getting those reclaims out really quickly. We had four that came in the same day, but they were also reclaimed the same day. So that's a good turnaround for us. City tags, that's something else I was going to mention this time. I'm not sure if people are aware, but the city of Coffeyville requires you to have a city tag. And it's a $4 tag, and you have to have proof of their current rabies. And you can purchase that tag at BARDA, and Independence is taking care of that for us. Animal Clinic here in Coffeyville and 11th Street is taking care of that for us. And you can come out to the shelter. So there's three places that you can pick up your city tag. How about some donations? We're doing great, and we still are. But we've ran out of canned food for the dogs. If anyone is wanting to know what we're really, really short on, it would be the canned dog food. We still need the dry puppy food and the dry dog food. Those are kind of some things top on our list. Of course, we can always use the Dawn detergent and that kind of thing. I think I've hit on just about everything that I wanted to hit on. I was sure I had a whole long list of adoptions, but that's going to happen. And speaking of spring, we know what happens. We start getting these unwanted litters of kittens and puppies, and even though they're precious and cute, there's not enough homes for them. So be a good, responsible pet owner and see about getting your animal fixed if you've not done so. And I have noticed there's been some area veterinarian clinics that have been running specials, so that might be the great opportunity for you to get that dog or cat fixed that you just haven't had a chance to do.
Gotcha.
That's my message for the day.
Yeah, well, and kind of on that note, Becky, has there been any updates at all on the TNR program?
We are getting that going. It's, yes, and this would be a good time to get it. We had our meeting this last month. It was delayed because of the weather. But we're getting that, probably would like to get that going maybe in March or later this month. And it's, we've got the equipment, and all it is just kind of getting that paperwork straightened out. So you come out and you rent a cage from us, a live trap cage, and then you are able to catch that cat. You take it in, get it fixed, and then release it right back where you found it. You don't take it somewhere else. You take it right back where it's found. And there's more details. I didn't probably get it all out because I'm not sure there's going to be a fee, but it's more of a deposit for us just to make sure we get that cage back. And one of the local vets on 11th Street, Dr. Holman, is working with us. So I will get on that, James, and I will have a really good report for you next Thursday. How does that sound?
No, that sounds great. So I know it's a work in progress there, but yeah, that's a good update there.
Yeah, well, our baby was, you know, you were off in sunny Arizona, and everybody else was trying to figure out how to do meetings and stuff during that terrible storm.
Yeah.
So it kind of threw us off. But we did touch on it at our meeting, but I'll get on that, and next Thursday we'll have a good update for you. And I'll talk to Matt, because I know Matt had asked about it. So
yeah,
that will be my homework assignment.
Okay.
How does that sound?
Okay, sounds good. All right. Well, Becky, anything else you want to share with us?
No, just appreciate the continued support that we get from the community, and I just would really stress to everyone to please go on Facebook and look at these animals. Better yet, come out to the shelter. We're there 7 days a week, Monday through Friday. We're there from 1 to 3 in the afternoon, and Saturday and Sunday we're there from 1 to 4 in the afternoon. This weekend coming up is mine, and I can tell you why it's mine, because it's going to rain. And it's almost got to be a joke. Every time it's my weekend to work at the shelter, it rains, it snows, it sleets, the wind blows. It's just hilarious. The weather is not my friend sometimes.
That is funny. Well, hey, well, enjoy it out there. I know you will with at least the furry friends. So we appreciate you calling in. As always, Becky, look forward to talking again next week.
Okay. And I better give the phone number one,
yes,
because I don't think I did. Okay.
Yeah, we'll let you do that.
All right, 620-252-6060.
Okay, easy enough. We appreciate it.
All right, thanks, James. And good talking to you, James.
Yeah, good to be back. All right, you have a good one, Becky.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. That is Becky Barnhart here at Coffeeville Friends of Animals. We get to talk with Becky each and every Thursday at this time. Coming up here in just a few, we are going to have that taste test, the long-awaited taste test. It's on the way here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.